Love the first 2 hours. I am Jim Rome. It's great to be back, and it's great to be with you. You're in the jungle. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Love the first 2 hours. We had Tim Corbin, the head baseball coach of Vanderbilt, who has built an absolute monster there. And he was very matter-of-fact about everything, very appreciative of everything. I can see why guys want to play for him. I can see why guys consider him a surrogate father, a second father, or however you want to put it. Could not be more impressed. I'd say the same thing about Yogi Roth. Appreciate that relationship very much. We had James Jones on, too. All right, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-8686. I was off for 2 weeks. So if there's anything that happened during those 2 weeks that you want to cover, you know where to find me. Call me. Follow me on Twitter, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Podcast comes back on Wednesday. Sugar Ray Leonard is going to be my guest. Ray Leonard, I don't play favorites. I've told you that a million times on this show. Ray Leonard, top to bottom, is one of my favorite athletes ever. I love Ray Leonard. Love Ray Leonard. Love watching him fight. Definitely one of my favorite performers. One of my favorite athletes. One of the toughest athletes I've ever met. So Ray Leonard's going to be my guest on Wednesday on the podcast. All right, so yes, I did take 2 weeks off. Yes, that's a hell of a long break. But the reason I take so much vacation is I get so much vacation. And if I don't take it, if I don't use it, I lose it. So that's what I did. Now, normally by the time the middle of summer rolls around, you need a break from me. I need a break from you. The time apart is always good for both of us. I'd even argue on some level, it brings us closer together. And then once those 2 weeks are up, we always have a better appreciation for one another. That is until I read the first really stupid email or I see the first moronic tweet. But overall, it's a very good thing. Now, if you checked out my Instagram feed, you know that we hit Croatia first. I'd never been there before. I'd always heard amazing things about Croatia, like best place ever. Had never been. Did that for a week. We started in Split, Croatia, which honestly, if I'm being real with you, was not the best place ever. It was cool. It was fine. But then we moved on to Dubrovnik, which was definitely better. Then we spent a single night in Naples before we moved on to the island of Capri. So if you follow me on Instagram or you made your way over there, you saw some of the pics from the vacay. If you didn't, you should go check it out right now. You can see where we went, what we did, what we saw, what we ate, what we drank. You know, that kind of thing. Now, I can't lie. I'm still a tiny bit jacked up by the jet lag. To give you an idea, Saturday morning, we had a wake-up call at 3 a.m. Got up at 3 a.m., to catch a 4 a.m. boat to the airport. And then we catch a plane and we fly through Frankfurt. Then we connect on an 11-hour flight back to L.A. So imagine flying all day and then getting home at 1:15 p.m. It was just kind of weird, right? Just weird. So that was no surprise that I was at my desk this morning at 3 a.m. jamming. So I'm still kind of jacked up from the jet lag. But as jacked up as that is, and you clones will like this, that's nothing compared to me going all-time bonehead, getting onto the plane 2 weeks back. True story. Now listen, you know that feeling that when you've gone about as hard as you possibly can heading into a vacation, you bust out, you sit down in your seat, and you just wait for the flight attendant to roll on by and ask you, what would you like to drink? That was me. And man, I'm not going to lie, it felt awesome. It felt awesome. I dropped down that seat, just waiting for the magic question. What can I get you to drink? I don't know. How much Bombay Sapphire do you have? Couldn't wait. In all my glory, I'm just sitting there. I'm waiting, thinking about what I want to drink. And then all of a sudden, I go to check something on my laptop. And, you know, for the record, a relatively new laptop. A specced out, maxed out MacBook Pro. Man, this bitch is nice. It's a Ferrari. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm proud of that computer. Man, I love that computer. I am proud of that computer. I threw down. I saved up for that thing. I knew 2019 was going to be a big year. for that type of thing, hell yeah. That was my big swing. That was my big swing for 2019, that new laptop. Specced out. Like specs that I don't even need. Specs that I wouldn't even know if I didn't have them. But man, I wanted that thing. I'd been eyeing that thing. I wanted that thing. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm waiting for the flight attendant to come by, waiting for some nuts, but I'm just going to reach in and pull that bad boy out. Take a look at something. I mean, it is an 11-hour flight, right? No way I'm getting on an 11-hour flight without that bad boy in my bag. I don't pack that thing. Reach into my briefcase. Panic sets in. It's not there. The mother of all laptops is not in my briefcase. Not only that, the door is closed. The door is closed. It's bolted. They're pulling away from the gate. And it flashes right through my mind. No! I freaking left it at security. Everything else somehow made it back onto my person. My belt. My shoes, my passport, my boarding pass, my watch, my wallet, freaking everything, but not that new top-of-the-line MacBook Pro. You think that me dropping that Euro-spec iPhone in the lake in Wisconsin was bad? Multiply it by 1,000. And I just sat there on the airplane, and we're rolling away from the gate now to the runway. I just sat there, and I'm thinking, this is not happening. This is, oh my God, this is not happening.
Oh my God, this is not happening.
So now I'm thinking, I'm no longer excited to be asked, what would you like to drink? I need that drink badly. So I'll tell you what I do. I'll be honest. I'm trying. I'm like, hey, man. Whatever you do, don't be the idiot who wrecks the next 11 hours. Don't be the idiot who wrecks the next 2 hours or 1 hour. Man, you better own that dope. You did it. I literally did not get that thing back in my bag. So what I do is, as long as we're being real, as soon as we're up in the air, I immediately go on my phone and I start looking for Apple resellers in Croatia. That's how much of a degenerate I am. That's how sick I am. Apple resellers in Croatia. I mean, yeah, I could go 11 hours without a laptop on a flight. Hey, believe me, the way I started hitting the bottom when that went down, I was going to be out in an hour anyway. No way I was going 2 weeks without a computer, right?
2 weeks.
You bet your ass I got one. I found a Croatian reseller. I got a laptop, except it's not the same laptop that we use. It's got a Croatian keyboard, Croatian keys. Man, it was making me crazy. And yes, yes, I found myself a U.S. keyboard and I installed it. Still kicking my ass. There's certain keys that I can't figure out. I've been working this thing for 2 weeks now, and I still can't figure out how to work the question mark key. I still can't figure out the quotes. I've been battling this thing. In the meantime, there's one other little side story going on that's pretty amusing. So, and I know you clones. Hey, genius, did you go to the Lost and Found of LAX? Yeah, I didn't think of that, did I? Of course I went to the Lost and Found. There's an online Lost and Found for LAX. However, they do not post Lost. Can you imagine what that Lost and Found online looks like? Every idiot who's lost a sock or a computer. Everything. There's thousands of items. And they don't post your item for like 96 hours. So here I am in Croatia, like a total bonehead, like refresh. And it's not showing up. Finally, after a week, there it is in all its glory, the Jim Rome Lapper. And they're like, if it's your item, claim it. Answer a few questions. So I'm like, hell yeah, it's my item. Here's the serial number. Here's the password. Here's the black sleeve that it was in. And I claim it, and I'm still waiting. And they're really good about saying to you, hey, don't file another claim. Or just push back to the end of the line. And, you know, people love killing LAX. Like it's the worst place ever. I'm not here to do that at all. I'm here to say this. I will own this. This was my fault. I was the one who forgot it. I went bonehead. All right? All on me. Period. I'm not going to qualify. All on me. Way to beat. 1,000, 2,000. However, anytime y'all want to tell me how to get my lapper back, that would be awesome.
Give me back my
laptop.
Give me back my
laptop.
Give me back my
laptop. In the meantime, is there anybody listening or anybody watching in the market for a lightly used MacBook Pro 15 touch bar with a badass Croatian keyboard? I did that. Dude. Man, I it was a bad feeling when I realized I dropped my phone in Cranberry Lake. As you can tell, I'm an idiot for gadgets. Like, aside from the things that matter, those are the only things that matter to me. The laptop and the phone. And in like almost successive weeks, I dropped my laptop, or I dropped my phone into a lake, fried it, left my laptop in security. And even more embarrassing, I'm not going to lie, that's not the first time I've done that. Flying to New York for the NFL and CBS, I've probably done that three times. However, I've always gotten it. I haven't gotten more than five steps away without realizing, hey, man, my briefcase is pretty light. I wonder what it's missing. Oh, I know, my computer. But I filled that briefcase up with everything I own because I was going away for 2 weeks and I had to be on a plane for like 14 hours. So it really wasn't as light as I were. Who knows, man? It was stupid. LAX lost and found guy's like, yo, Van Smack, wow, dude, you spent a lot of time around here. No, dude, this is the first time. It's not the first time I've left it in security. It's the first time I've ever made it on board and had the plane take off and it was still in security. There's a distinction here. Lost and found guy. What's the process, man? I mean, like, I claimed it. It's mine. You know it's mine. I gave you the serial number. I gave you the password. Now, I'll tell you what, give it back to me, and I'll give you a Croatian one for free. How about that?
Give me back my
laptop. Now, do you know what it's like to sit there knowing you did something that stupid, and you've got 11 hours to marinate on that? Damn, man, you want to talk about mental toughness? You know how tough I had to be to overcome that within the first 9 hours of that flight? Damn. It was so awesome. You think it's bad that I went to my phone to look for a Croatian reseller? Let me tell you something. You know what I did? I went into that magazine in the seat in front of me, and I started flipping through that. You know how you can buy crap before you get off the plane, duty-free stuff? Not the Sky Mall, but, you know, like, they have, like, duty-free things. Like, you can buy a little liquor, perfume. I'm like, what, you don't have a desktop? I can't buy a car on this airplane. I can't buy a laptop. I was so pissed. I thought for sure that the flight attendant would come right down the hallway, right down the aisle with a brand new Apple MacBook Pro. Wait, I can't buy that? No, believe me, I was doing everything I possibly could to get off that plane with a computer in my hand. It did not work. Man, I was even, last thought, I was even happy at the reseller. Until it hit me all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Let me ask you something, Broham. Is there anything about this computer that won't jive with me internationally? He said, well, actually, there is one thing. The keyboard is different. We sold a couple of U.S.-style keyboards. I'm like, can you look in the back and see if you still have one? And he looked back there, and they didn't have one. And they tried to get... Of course, man, me being the mark that I am, he's like, it's not that big of a deal. Just install the new keyboard. Yeah, I'm like, I got this. Give it to me. At least I didn't pay like 100% over the U.S. price for it. But the exchange rate and the fact they mark it up, man, it was rough. The struggle is real, yo, especially when you're an idiot. And LAX, they still have it. Here's the last thing, too. I come through LAX. So after that day where you get up at 3, you're on a boat at 4, you're on a plane at 7, you fly for what feels like 24 weeks, and then you get in line at customs. You think I was going to go looking for that computer at that point? Hell no. And I'm still waiting to hear from him. That's part of my vacation story. All right. If that makes you feel good about you or better about you, that's what I'm here for. To give back. Yeah, man, I did that. That's a real thing. Oh, but that, the other part, anybody in the market for a lightly used Croatian laptop owned by a Hall of Famer, hit me up. Speaking of the Hall of Fame, all kidding aside, I want to get into that when we come back. That was a nice call to get. That was fun. And you clones have every bit a part in that, and I want to get into it. That's coming up. All right, clones, now you're back in it. Whatever you want to talk about is fine by me. Hit me up. Call me. Tweet at me. Email me. Do whatever you have to do to be a part of this. 1-800-636-8686. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
College football right around the corner. Tonight, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. You want to join CBS Sports Network's team of experts as they tackle the hottest topics on the gridiron. It's Inside College Football on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. I haven't taken a phone call yet. I mean, if you were me and you're off 2 weeks, would you really take your first call from Josh in Detroit? No. But because I want you to keep you on your toes, and so you never know exactly what to expect from me, I'm going to do exactly that. I will take a call from Josh in Detroit. I'm sure nobody's more shocked by that than Josh in Detroit. Let's go there, in the D. Hey, Josh, how are you?
I'm doing good, Romy. I'm so happy you made it back safe, and hopefully you enjoyed your vacation. What an honor to congratulate you, be the first clone to give you a phone call. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame, Romy. You know what really did it, Rome? And I know you got jet lag, so you probably can't remember. It was probably all those great straight fire calls and all those takes that I gave you over these last 3 years. And, Rome, since you got jet lag, you might as well toss me a rack call because it's been a while. I'll see you soon, partner.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
By been a while, you mean never? Josh, did you just say that your calls and your fire takes are the reason that I'm going into the National Radio Hall of Fame? I may be jet lagged, but I'm not deaf, bro. Did you just say that? Did you just say your calls and your fire takes are the reason I got in? Bro, your calls and fire takes are the reason it took me as long as it did to get in. Bro, after that call, quote, that fire take, I'm concerned they're going to rip it back from me and not let me in. Dude, it's your calls and fire takes that I thought would keep me out of the Hall of Fame. What the hell is the matter with you, Josh? Even worse is the guy doesn't say things like that for effect, like he believes it. All right, anyway. Many of you who follow me and know this show know that that was not the first time I'd been on the ballot, which is fine. You know, as I mentioned in years past, being nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame is an absolute unbelievable honor in and of itself. Just to be nominated is a tremendous honor. You know, when I talked to Tim Corbin, what was it like being a Presbyterian and sleeping in your car to save money on recruiting? His point was, I'm still that guy. There's still a big part of Presbyterian in me. And I'm still that guy. And he also mentioned, like he tells his players, you never know exactly. Like when you dream that dream, you never know whether or not it's going to come true. And you want to keep banging away. You know, I'm like, I'm that Santa Barbara guy. There's still a lot of Santa Barbara in me. I was that guy in a small radio market doing whatever I could to get to a bigger radio market, trying to bust out, trying to somehow make it, trying to make a living in this. So just to be nominated was an amazing thing, especially to be nominated with so many other incredibly talented people. So on August 4th, when I was on vacation, it was announced that I was part of a 9-person class being officially inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in November. And again, I want to be very clear about this. Number one, I am extremely gratified, extremely thankful for the honor itself. It's a pretty cool thing. And I'd be lying if I said otherwise. It's a pretty cool thing. And I'm not going to be one of those guys that said, yeah, you know, it's not really important to me. It kind of is. You know, you want to be recognized for your hard work, and you certainly want to be recognized by your peers. So it's a really neat thing. Now, I was hesitant to get into it today because it did feel really self-serving. Like, I want to roll back after 2 weeks and crack open the mic and not talk sports and make it about me. But here's the thing. It really is not about me. I bring it up because it's not about me. It's about us. It's about the jungle, the thing that we've been doing together for nearly three decades. Like, none of that matters. None of that works without an audience. I mean, yes, I pride myself on my process and my approach and my work and the grind, and that I show up every single day and I don't mail it in. And whereas I don't give you a great show every single day, that's the goal. And I take pride in that. However, none of it matters without an audience. None of it matters without what I've said before, and I'll say again right now, the most loyal audience in this business. So I said last year when I was nominated that if I go in, we go in. And those are not empty words. I mean, I really mean that. We go in. I had a buddy of mine. I don't want to say who it was. A former major leaguer. He said the best thing. He's like, bro, me and another former major leaguer, dude, we were going to crash the event and just show up for you. I'm like, bro, this is not Cooperstown. You can't. It's not what that is. And he's like, I don't know, man. I mean it. We were. I'm just fired up for you. So last year when my category was decided by a listener vote, you all went so hard for me. You all went to bat for me. And I never forgot that. Now, this year was different. This year it was not by listener vote. My category was different. It was voted on by my industry colleagues. So you didn't get a chance to flex. But I know that you would have done it again if you had to. I know you would have done anything you could to try to get me in. And I never forgot that. And I never will. So, clones, I have something for you. I've got something for you. And I'll get to that in just 1 minute. What I do want to do is make sure I acknowledge the rest of the 2019 Hall of Fame class. Enormous congratulations going out to Hollywood Hamilton, Harry Harrison, Joe Madison, Dr. Ruth. Dr. Ruth is awesome. Ryan Seacrest. He's an empire unto himself. John Tesh. And I am really pumped about this. Really excited about this. Really excited to go in with a couple of good friends and legends of the industry. Absolute icons here in Los Angeles, Kevin and Bean. I mean, it really already cool to go into the Hall of Fame, but to go in with Kevin and Bean, a couple of guys who I've got enormous respect for, affection for, guys who've owned the LA airwaves in the morning for decades. Man, that is so great. I cannot wait to see those guys in New York in November. And also, quick shout out to all the people who sat in the chair the last couple of weeks. JT the Brick hosted the show. The Sklar's killed it, as always. Kyle Brandt came back in. Bill Ryder, Brian Weber, excellent job all the way around. Appreciate all of that. I appreciate the Hall of Fame love that came in the second week while I was on vacation. So going back to what I said a moment ago, your clones have always been here for me. I don't have that moment without you. So this is just a really small token of my appreciation. I hope you know how I feel about you. That aside, a small token. As I mentioned, what I have for you is this. And trust me when I tell you, I saw all the tweets asking if I was going to make good on the seven stipulations that I pulled from the Box of Chaos last year. Remember? I said, if you clones vote me in, we will go into the Box of Chaos. And I will pull seven things that you all wanted me to do on the show that I said that I would never do on the show. If you get me in. It didn't happen. So the Box of Chaos went back on the shelf. However, while I am not going to reprise the Box of Chaos, this occasion should not go without some clone love. Mark your calendars. This Friday, August 16th, we will do one segment and one segment only. One segment, not the whole show. I'll give you a fat segment. One segment, I give to you the right to self-gloss. August 16th, Self-Gloss Friday. I know you want it. I am a man of the people, so I'm going to give it to you for a single segment. One segment, which will be named later after we book out the guests. I can't say which segment it's going to be. Now, I have allowed self-glossing on special occasions before. It has produced some pretty memorable moments, like Mikey De La Creme, Slash in Brentwood, who, of course, will ever forget the Crystal Methodist.
Houston, hello. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is the Crystal Methodist.
Crystal Methodist. I like that. Where'd that come from?
Well, I used to sling meth in the parking lots of Methodist churches, and I found they were the best customers.
Crystal Methodist. That's what you get when you allow a day of self-glossing. So Friday, as a thank you to you clones, tip of the hat, I will lift the ban on self-glossing, but for one segment only. That means you've got 4 days to come up with something that you want to self-gloss as. So when you get on the air, be prepared to explain your gloss. If you have a take to go along with it, that wouldn't be so bad either. Make it worth everybody's time. Do not waste this chip, this opportunity. Don't make me regret throwing you that bone. That's coming up on Friday. All right? So I am once again very, very pumped to be a Hall of Famer. I know you're happy for me, and I really appreciate that so much. Let's celebrate together with a self-gloss Friday at the end of the week. One segment, one time, make it count. And again, thank you very much for all the love and the support and your loyalty. Because again, it may sound cheesy to you, but I mean this from my heart. It's not my induction. It is our induction. We all going together.
We did it.
And you get your self-gloss Friday. Coming up this Friday. All right, then. Take a short timeout. Bottom of the hour sports update. Coming up right now. Welcome back. Time to ask the pros. Well, actually, the time to ask the pros was the entire program. It is time to answer the Ask the Pros question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you're on hold, stay there. I'm going to roll some telephone calls to wrap this hour. In the meantime, think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, let's go to the phones. Tried a phone call from Josh in Detroit. He tried to take credit for my Hall of Fame candidacy. That didn't go too well. Just reset, reboot, try it again. This guy I trust. We go to NorCal. Marty in NorCal. Marty, brother, what's going on?
Jimmy, how you doing, man?
Good, good, dude. How about you? Marty, what's up?
Life is grand. And the reason I'm calling, Jim, is because you've been inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, man. And I couldn't be more proud. It's like a friend or a family member getting recognition for hard work and dedication and loyalty. And, dude, as you know, you've ridden with me every day. And I've been riding with you this whole time. And I couldn't be prouder, man. You've earned it. You deserved it. And I hope you enjoy it. I'm out.
Brother, you and I are going to catch so much crap for that. You know what, though, Marty? I appreciate you. It's good. It's fine. It's fine. I can take that. What are you laughing at, Hawk? Dope. Get the hell out of my studio. I love that Hawk thinks that's funny. Marty sounded like he was getting a little bit dusty. He sounded like he was choking up a little bit. Alvy's like, dude, a little bit? Listen, what he said, and he and I both have been crucified for that line before. I got a friend, and I ride with that friend every day. What he's saying is the guy drives. He drives long distances, and I'm in that car every single day. That's the thing about radio, right? I mean, the business has changed, and how people consume content has changed, but old school radio is still radio. And if you're in a car and you drive for a living or you've got a long commute and you listen to the program for any length of time, it really does feel like a personal relationship. It's you and the person you're listening to. I know exactly where he's going with that. So, Marty.
I got a buddy that rides with me every morning, and he makes me laugh, makes me think. He likes to talk about sports and, you know, topical things in the media and the sports. And, you know, he rides with me every day. He puts a smile on my face.
Right.
And just kind of helps me keep my head in my game. And my buddy's name is Jim Rome.
Hell yes, it is. Anyway, Marty, you and I have been catching heat for that call for years. And, bro, man, I respect that you just keep coming. You're like, yeah, well, bring it on. It's my guy. Roman's my guy. And he's proud of his guy. I got you, Marty. Yeah, Rome, you got him. On Halloween, you're both going to be wearing the same horse costume. Yeah, yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah, I know. I know. One root beer float, two straws. We're naming stars after each other. Who's going to be the head and who's going to be the tail of the horse costume? Yeah, I know. We're both going to wear one side of a broken heart pendant. Let's see. What else do we have? Let's go to the ATP. Appreciate you, Marty. You know that. Thank you. Jim, I'm sure you have lots of people to thank during your Hall of Fame speech in November. Is there a person or two that you're going to go all Michael Jordan on and just burn at the stake for doubting you early on? Thanks.
Burning.
Mike in Michigan. I haven't thought about that. I don't even know if there is a speech. I mean, probably, right? I guess, kind of. I know nothing about the event, except that the event is in November and it's a black tie event. That's all I know. So, no, I've not really thought about that. Now, are there people that I'd like to go MJ on? Is there some negativity that I get fuel out of? I'm Jim Rome, man. There's a lot of negativity, of course. Now, am I going to use that platform, that forum, to do that? No, because that's not what I'm about. I don't do that. I'm not going to lie to you and say that I don't run on some of that fuel, because I do. But I'm not going to use that platform, like I don't use this platform, to do that. So, no. It's a thought, though, Mike. MJ. Am I going to go all MJ on it? Yeah, man, there was this PD. There was this PD in Santa Barbara back in the day who said I'd never make it out of that town. Hey, yo, insert PD. Tell me how my ass tastes.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
In New York at a black tie event? No, I won't do that. Dear Jim, sure, I'll buy your crustacean laptop. Son, Mike Shanahan. Brett from Bugahaw making this look easy. Hall of Rome, a segment of self-glossing. Welcome back, Zookeeper. Signed Stan in Anchorage. War Rome entering the Hall of Fame. Deca, yeah. It's nice. Whenever self-glossing comes up, that's always the most requested thing. Let the Zookeeper back on to explain how he got that gloss. Let's see. Let's go this time to... What you got, Hawk? Bring it on in. Hawk apparently had his own segment while I was gone. What's that segment called again?
I had a Hawk.
I'm a dope? Get out of here, man.
What?
At SoCal Jeff tweets, someone get Marty a damn tissue. Hey, man, he loves me. He respects me. I'm his friend. I make him laugh. I make him think. I got you, man. It's all good, Marty. It's basically you and me fighting the entire world, but it's all good. At Hitman Canadian tweets, damn, Marty. Suck it up. Signed, Jeff in San Antonio. Let's go.
More me and my fiance.
Let's go to Santa Cruz. Jason. Jason, what's going on?
And what's up, Jim?
How you doing, bud?
Hey, nice to have you back. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame. I've never spoken to a Hall of Famer in anything before, so this is an honor for me.
Thank you.
I just wanted to give you some knowledge about the TSA-friendly backpack. You know, I travel a lot, and I've done the same thing that you did twice, left my computer. And then I switched over to the TSA-friendly backpack, and it's never happened again. It hinges, so it opens like a book. If you were going to put a book face down on a photocopier, see, nothing has to come out of the bag. The computer's on one side and your charger in your mouth and all your crap's on the other. And just wanted to drop that on you. I have a slightly upscale model. I don't want to drop any names, but for a couple $100, it'll never happen to you again.
Dude, I love that, actually. I love that. Jason, thank you very much for dropping that knowledge on me. It's idiot-proof, right? Now, prior to that, I would have said to you, I'm not a backpack guy. Kind of more of a briefcase or like a, I don't know, messenger bag kind of guy. But now that I left my prized laptop in security, I might be a laptop or a backpack kind of guy, if that's how that works. Or I'll bust out of there and just forget the entire backpack. There may not be any helping me. I appreciate that. That's good. I like it when you tell me something I did not already know. And it's nice to know that I'm not the only guy who's done that. Although I would not be surprised if I were the only guy. You know how I know I'm not the only guy? Because I've gone to that lost and found site. There are other lappers. Unfortunately, none as nice as mine. I am the only guy who did that. Like when I see some dude who's got like a MacBook Air circa 06, he's probably hating. But not as much as I'm hating losing my 2019. But I'm going to own it and be accountable and be responsible for being the dope that did it. Believe me, if Hawk did something like that, I'd be talking about that for months. So yeah, I need to own that because I did it. He didn't do it. About ready to wrap this thing, man. It's good to be back. It is really good to be back. Had a good run, had a two-week break, but now I'm back and it's almost football season. NFL season. College football season, time to talk about it. Wow, just like that. Now I'm done. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors offers advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions. Like computers with Intel Core processors. Call an advisor today at 877-BUY-DELL. By the way, that's the next call I'm going to make. My thanks to James Jones, my man, Yogi Roth, in studio. How about Tim Corbin, in studio? Vanderbilt head baseball coach. Clones, you got yourself a self-gloss Friday. Make use of that. Don't waste that chip. It's only one segment. You're not guaranteed to get on. Make sure you're ready for it. That's on Friday. Thanks for listening. My thanks to the XR4TI. You have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.